This is KERA News. Think about quintessential Texas cuisine. What comes to mind? Barbecue? Chili? Tex-Mex? How about chicken fried steak? Its roots are fuzzy, but food historians agree it was born and bred in the Lone Star State. Today is Chicken Fried Steak Day in Texas, an official state holiday created in 2011 thanks to a pair of Dallasites. KERA's Stephanie Kuo talked with them about why a fried slab of beef deserved a day all to itself.
My name is Jeffrey Yarbrough, and I am a local entrepreneur here in Dallas, Texas.
I'm Jimmy Baldwin, and I'm a singer-songwriter.
I was seeing a lot of the national holidays. There was National Mango Day. There was National Pecan Day. There was National Hamburger Day.
Avocado Day.
Avocado Day, my gosh, yeah. But there was not a Chicken Fried Steak Day. So I went to the ag department and I said, hey, what do you guys think about having a chicken fried steak day as an official holiday? And they said, wow, Yarbrough, we think it's a great idea. Why don't you do that and let's figure out how we can set up a marketing budget for it? And I'm like, no, I just want someone to bless this and say it's a holiday. I mean, just somebody give me a holiday. Like, nah, it's not really what we can do. It's not our world. And so then I drove across town and I went to the Texas Beef Council. They couldn't do it. So I left Austin frustrated, and I stopped by a freshman state representative's office in Temple, Texas, named Ralph Sheffield. And he said, Yarbrough, I think I can walk that straight up the hill. About a month later, and literally a TV crew and Representative Sheffield come busting through the door, and he has got the scroll of the proclamation for Chicken Fried Steak Day. And I'm like, oh my God, it happened. It really happened.
I was going to say, it's just important that they have Chicken Fried Steak Day in Texas. It's like, it's a staple that's been part of our state since the German immigrants started coming here.
Absolutely.
And so, and then it kind of got taken over, like got into the cowboy culture and the chuck wagons and stuff for the cattle trail. So it's like this part of Texas history that was kind of neglected. And Jeffrey, you're the one who kind of gave it its due, and I thought that was great.
Well, thank you. Well, it needed its due.
Yeah, chicken fried steak is just yum. Just the gravy all over it, the breaded, the meat. It's like all the staples of life, Texas life, right in one dish.
You could have chicken fried steak for breakfast that may be pan fried, but then you could go out for lunch or dinner and get it deep fried and think you had a whole different dish.
Yeah, it's good for every meal. I had a record coming out, and I had written a song, you know, all this war and hate going on. Everyone would just sit down with each other and have a chicken fried steak and talk together. We could clear up a lot of things, you know, and be about peace and love and chicken fried steak. And then I turned into a song, and then I got a call from Jeffrey and said, hey, we just got this Chicken Fried Steak Day. You need to come and perform your song for us. Peace, love, and chicken fried steak. Peace, love, and chicken fried steak.
We had gone to another House of Representatives member, John Ray from Ellis County, and I'd pitched him the idea of what if we had a song for chicken fried steak. And about, I mean, maybe a month later, 3 weeks later, I get a phone call again, and his office says, we've got a resolution for you. Peace, Love, and Chicken Fried Steak is the official song.
There's the Star Spangled Banner, and there's Peace, Love, and Chicken Fried Steak.